going on. All right, turn with me in your Bibles again to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. And we are working our way through here. And seems kind of slow, but the last few weeks I've been stuck on verses 15 through 22 and been doing a lot of reading and studying and thinking and comparing, but I think I got some direction today on those verses, so hopefully when we get there, we'll be ready for it. But this evening we'll be dealing with verses 12 through 14. Last week, after having looked at the wings on the cherubim and the position of those wings, tonight we'll be considering the movement of the cherubim. The movement of the cherubim. Let's read verses 12 through 14. And they went everyone straight forward. Whither the Spirit was to go, they went. And they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. The movement of the cherubim, considering their movement. First of all, we note in verse 12 that they were led by the Spirit of God. They were led by the Spirit of God. All God's work is done according to His will and according to His pleasure. That includes everything in heaven and in earth. Specifically, His people are said to be led by the Spirit of God, but we know that He is working in the affairs of all men to accomplish His purpose, to accomplish His will, to accomplish His will, which, when we get to verses 15 through 22, will include His providence. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms in chapter 68. And look at verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Thou hast led captivity captive. Consider the meaning of that. We were captive. And He led us from captivity to captive. We were under the power and the influence of Satan. This said to have been our father. And we were doing his will and his bidding. We were captive to him. We were captive to sin. Knew nothing else. Now we've been led from that, and we're the Lord's captive, which is not captive at all, which is free. We're free to serve the Lord, you see. We're captive to a new desire. The old desires that we were captive to are gone, and we're captive to a new desire, and that new desire which is in everyone that is born again of God is to serve Him and to do that which is pleasing for His honor and for His glory. You can compare that passage in Psalms with what He has written for us in the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8. Ephesians 4:8 says, "Wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." What did He give? What were the gifts that He gave unto us? They were the gifts of salvation. The gifts, they were His grace, His mercy, His love, and the benefits of those things. What a blessing it is to have brought into, led captivity captive, you see. Romans chapter 8, and very familiar portion of Scripture, in verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." If you read the rest of the verses preceding that, you'll find that anyone who has the Spirit of God indwelling him and is led by that Spirit, he is the Son of God. And he will manifest that he is the Son of God. How does he manifest that he's the Son of God? By being a follower, by being an imitator of God, as Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 tells us. Therefore be ye followers of God. And the second verse tells us to love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. An example, a great example, and Brother Mike just dealt with this a short bit ago in the book of Acts, in chapter 16. Book of Acts in chapter 16 and verse 6. "Now when they had gone through Perga," that is Paul and his company, "when they had gone through Perga and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia." See, they're the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God's leading was in that he forbade them to go where they had set their course to go. "After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, 'Come over into Macedonia and help us.'" You see, the Spirit of God was leading Paul where that he desired to go, and Paul was following, saying to follow that leadership. Then our verse says concerning these cherubim, not only were they led by the Spirit of God, says that they went straight ahead. They went straight ahead. What a scenario to say. Because think of the cherubim and what they were. Think about the four faces. Four faces. And they went straight ahead. When you consider the four faces, well, if I'm going straight ahead for this face, then these faces aren't going straight ahead, are they? But you get the picture. It didn't matter what direction they went, they were going straight ahead. straight ahead. I think that speaks to us. We're not to be deterred from our course, from the path that the Lord has given us to go. We're to be steadfast in that. We're to be straight ahead in that work till the Lord changes it, and then straight ahead in that direction. You see, turn with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4. In verse 27. Here we read, "Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Don't wander off to the right or off to the left, but straight on. Removing thy foot from evil. We're going to be, when we get into the wheels, we'll be looking at that thought even more, because even with the wheels there, you see that they move together. But turn with me also while we're considering that thought of straight ahead and not to the right or to the left, and remove thy foot from evil. Turn with me to the book of Philippians in chapter 3. And what was the Apostle Paul's attitude as a Christian, as a son of God, as a child of God? In verse 8 he said, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." In other words, everything is put behind me. Everything of this world is behind me. I'm not going to be strayed from my course. I'm going to press on, straight ahead. And you read on down there in the verses, he says, in verse 11, he said, "If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." You see, Paul's desire was to be apprehended of the same apprehension that Christ Jesus had apprehended him with. You see, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." They're before. They're straight ahead. They're before me. The course is laid out. And that old manner of life, that life that we were in before salvation, ought to be behind us. And that is the way of the world. Ought to be behind us. We ought to no longer be desiring those things and walking in those things. He said, verse 14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God still reveal even this unto you." Paul's desire was to be steadfast in the work of the Lord. Straight on, straight ahead. You see, everyone in these cherubim, everyone is to be about his own work. The cherubim, everyone was about his own work. They were not jealous one of the other, nor are we to be jealous one of the other in the work that we've been apprehended unto, that we've been given to do. We're to be working together, just as these cherubim worked together and went together. And they did it for the good of the whole. They were being led by the Spirit of God. We have a good understanding of this given to us in the book of 1 Corinthians and chapter 12. the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, which is a grossly misunderstood passage of Scripture by the world. I trust not by any here tonight. It seems like the universal church crowd will grab hold of this chapter and use it to try to prove their stance. But it doesn't prove, it doesn't hold any water with this passage of Scripture. Look at verse 4. It said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There is a distinction in a variety of gifts. They're distinctly different, and there's a variety of them, but the same Lord, the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations. That word differences is the same word as diversities. And there are differences of administrations. In other words, there's a different work that is being accomplished, being carried out, but the same Lord. We're being led by one Spirit. Each of us had different works. Different work is being accomplished. Being accomplished for the Lord. And there are diversities of operations. That is work being completed. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. You see, not to be working for Southbourne, not to be working for Art of France, not to be working for Mike Rossbrook, but we're working for the Lord, you see. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. That is, to bear or to bring together. We ought to be being brought together in this work. All the members ought to be being brought together in the work of the Lord. Grace Baptist Church. He was speaking to the Corinthians. It was to serve to bring the Corinthians together. To profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. See, two different words, two different gifts were given. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues.